Good morning and welcome to Backyard and Beyond. This morning we're visiting with Barb Fuller, and she's the Iowa State University Extension Nutrition and Health Specialist for our area. Good morning to you, Barb.
Good morning.
Barb, you know, this time of year, people are probably still having a few of those things that they want to do, like lose weight. And then when they want to lose weight, they're going to cut their calories, and they say, but then I don't have enough energy. So let's just grab an energy bar. Would that be a good idea?
Well, maybe or maybe not.
Okay, we have to make choices.
We do have to make choices, and good choices.
And how do we know?
Well, one way is just to look at the nutrition label. That's always a good place to start with any thing that has a package that has a label. So some are maybe good choices, and some of them are not. And there is a lot of advertising on those bars,
oh my.
So they look like they're wonderful, and you can just live on them and control
right.
your weight and have energy. And
you don't have to eat anything else, just eat energy bars.
Just eat energy bars.
Well, maybe not such a good idea. So when we're looking at that label, what should we start with? I mean, there's several things we really need to check out.
Well, one thing, of course, is the calories. If you are going to replace a meal and you're going to have it as a meal, maybe that's not so bad. If you're going to have it as a snack and it's 250 or 300 calories, maybe that's not such a great choice.
Yeah, and again, we have choices, so take a minute to look at that label. And I'm saying, you don't have to read the label every time you go to the store. Once you've kind of looked at them and spent a couple minutes, well, then you know. You can move on.
Usually, there are some changes in it, sometimes some of the ingredients,
sure.
and especially if you have food allergies, you need to be careful because uh-huh. sometimes they're packaged in different places. But in general, if you look at one brand and one type, they're probably going to be about the same from time to time,
mm-hmm.
over time.
Okay, so what I heard you say is if you're doing this as a meal replacement, we could go as high as 250, 300 calories, but there are a lot of choices under that. But if it's a snack, yeah, we better look a little more. So what else besides calories?
Well, sugar is one thing. So that's where a lot of the calories in some of these energy bars, and you do get energy from sugar,
sure.
but it could have as much sugar as a regular candy bar. So you do need to look at how many grams of sugar. So for 4 grams of sugar, it's a teaspoon.
Okay, does it say sugar?
It does have under carbohydrates, and then it has sugar.
Okay.
So there are natural sugars, and then there are added sugars, and those are not differentiated. So it just says sugar. But if we think about an energy bar, it probably does not have much natural sugar like a fruit juice
mm-hmm.
might have.
Mm-hmm.
So it's probably sugar that they've added, either in the form of sugar or molasses, or honey, all of those things are added sugar. Some of those things we think of maybe are a little more natural and better for us, but your body just really treats them the same, whether it's corn syrup, molasses, honey, or just plain old table sugar.
Okay, so we're going to look at the sugar in grams?
In grams.
Okay.
So for every 4 grams of sugar is a teaspoon.
Okay.
Of sugar.
Yeah, because most of us wouldn't just eat a teaspoon of sugar. We go, oh my gosh, but we eat teaspoons of sugar all the time in another form.
Right. So yeah. If it's something that has 16 grams of sugar,
uh-huh.
that's 4 teaspoons of sugar.
Oh my gosh.
And that's a fairly common thing in some of those bars.
Okay.
So it can add up. So if you're concerned with where your calories are coming from, sugar is something that doesn't give us many other nutrients. But a lot of these energy bars do add a lot of extra nutrients to them. So they're packed full of other nutrients. So it's got all kinds of vitamins and minerals and things that you maybe can't even pronounce. And it may contain some of those phytonutrients that we need very small amounts of. So you may see things that say lutein or lycopene, resveratrol, anthocyanins, beta-carotene, some of those big, long things, and we do need those. We need them in small amounts, which you can get from your food. So it's not really something that you need to think about really replacing unless you really are not eating a variety of food. If you eat a variety of food, you don't probably really mm-hmm. need to worry about those things.
Mm-hmm. And what about fiber? That's something that I've been looking at more lately. What is that something we expect an energy bar to provide for us?
They could, and that might be a good place to get fiber. It is something, there are certain types of fibers that we now know that do different things to our body. So we always used to think about Fiber is something that adds bulk to our diet, so Grandma called it roughage.
Mm-hmm.
But there are also some kinds of insoluble fibers. Those are the insoluble fibers, where there are soluble fibers that do some different things in our body. And Americans are pretty low on getting enough fiber a day. So if you don't think you're getting enough fiber from your foods, we do need 25 to 35 grams of fiber a day, and that's also listed separately on the labels of any foods that have a label on them. But again, we can get those things from eating plenty of whole grains, whether it's whole wheat bread or whole wheat crackers, and fruits and vegetables. And with fruits and vegetables, we don't have fresh ones. We don't have labels on them, so it's a little hard to really know without looking at a chart. But it is something that if you're going to choose one and you are trying to get more fiber in your diet, that might make a good choice.
Okay. Now, you mentioned all those other additives, and there could be vitamin A, vitamin C, things that we've heard of before in addition to those that we haven't heard of. And some of those are 100%. Is that a concern?
It could be a concern. 100% always sounds good, so 200% or 300% would be better. Well, not always. Some of those things, they are, unless you're really just living on lots and lots of them, it's probably not going to be a toxic amount, but some of those things are now becoming more of a concern that we never used to really think you could eat too much of because your body gets rid of them. But if you're eating such high levels, your body maybe isn't able to process and use some of those vitamins and even some of the minerals, especially if you have liver disease or kidney disease. Some of those minerals like sodium, potassium, magnesium, that are added to some of those bars could be a danger to your health.
And you mentioned sodium. Is that something that many energy bars would be relatively high in, or most of them keep that down?
In proportion, it would be probably most of them would be lower than salty snacks like chips or pretzels, but they do contain sodium, and they vary tremendously.
Okay. We said something about, well, you might as well eat a candy bar. So, you know, how do I decide between the candy bar and the energy bar?
Well, if it's something that you're going to snack on, and you look at the calories, look at the sugar, look at, again, it will list all those vitamins and minerals and some of the other nutrients. If it's something that you're just going to have for a snack and enjoy it, maybe a candy bar, and candy bars are probably less expensive.
That's I was thinking the cost sort of is involved here, too.
If it's something that you're really trying to get a little bit more nutrition, maybe or maybe not. So it really just takes a little sensible shopping and taking some time to look at it and not just grab something off the shelf if it's an energy bar and it's good for me without even looking at it. So some of those things... So looking again at the fiber, looking at how much sugar or calories, and some of the ones with especially nuts and chocolate, which sound wonderful, and they are wonderful, probably are higher calories than eating a chocolate-covered candy bar.
So we need to, again, like usual, we need to kind of inform ourselves about this. And if it's just going to be one in a week, no big deal. Eat what you want to eat almost, right?
That's right. If you're really relying on it for your nutrition, for all of your nutrition, you probably aren't going to do that well. But if it's something that once in a while you skip a meal or you are really trying to get some more fiber or something in particular in your diet, it might be okay. But really, our nutrition needs to come from whole foods. That's where we get all those vitamins and minerals and calories and protein and fiber and all those wonderful things that we need. You can do it without spending money on buying special bars.
Yeah. Okay. Grab an apple. Hey, that'll keep you going for quite a while. Again, if you're just doing that once in a while as your meal, it would probably be okay. An apple and some water, I think. Again, if it's only once in a while. Otherwise, you probably need to plan a little more carefully about that meal.
That's true. Yeah. And an apple has 70 calories for a small to medium-sized apple. So most of these bars probably have at least 120 to 250 calories per bar.
So take a look at what it is that you're choosing and make sure you're kind of meeting your goals here.
That's right.
Okay. We want to thank you very much, Barb Fuller, who's the Iowa State University Nutrition and Health Specialist in our area, for visiting with us today. And why you should really ponder this. Why does fat chance and slim chance mean the same thing?